Hey, howdy and happy day. Governments so often go against the people's wishes. They do it all of the time. And why is that? The government is supposed to be formed or made up of people, citizens. Instead, somehow or another, they lose their way. They go to the head office, I guess, or the city to change things. Like, I think of Ottawa in Canada. They go to Ottawa to change things. In fact, Ottawa changes them. Washington, D.C. is the same. And every other country seems to be having similar experiences. Look at Sweden and look at France. I mean, the immigration is just, they're crippling these countries. I mean, in France, more than 80% of the women have voted now to have the military deployed to help them. I mean, rapes are up by a staggering 86%, and sexual violence and slash rapes and so on. I mean, and the drug business, the trafficking crisis, it's happening too in France and so many other countries, and it's all about immigration. It's the immigrants that are doing all the bad things. So do you think there's a message there in most of these people? A high percentage of people, the citizenry in all of these countries, we're not in favor of this mass immigration, open borders, but it happened anyway because the elected people don't care. They just don't care. Do they have an agenda? I guess. What could it possibly be? Look at the United States. You have all these Democrats are saying, they're fighting, they're suing, saying you can't deport these people. There was a whole bunch of these people that were in prison and they were trying to deport them, and they're murderers and rapists. And the Democrats actually stated, we want them to stay. Well, you know what? We should let them stay and send them over and live in the basement of the Democrats' houses. That'd be kind of nice. I mean, wow, what is going on? I mean, it's a brain disease, this liberalism that's going on here today. It truly is. And France is really, really paying the price now. And imagine 80% of women saying, like, deploy the army, please, to help us, to look after us. It's not safe in our own country. And it used to be their country, not so much anymore. The signs have changed on stores and other places of business. They're in different languages. What has happened? How did it happen? The people that were elected, how were they elected? Did they cheat? What happened here? Bah! Something bad happened. Now, we have a manhunt that's underway, just started today in Arkansas. There is a former police chief. Former police chief? That's another wow. He's serving time for murder and rape, and he escaped from prison today. So they're looking for him, and hopefully they'll catch him right away because he's a bad guy. It kind of goes to show who's who in the zoo. I mean, how can you tell by looking at somebody? A psychologist and psychiatrist, their jobs must be so hard. They talk to people, but you can't really see what's going on, I guess. And this guy, I mean, he's serving a 30-year sentence for first-degree murder as well as an additional sentence for rape. In 2017, he pleaded guilty for the murder of James Appleton. He was 59 years old. He was a city worker, and he was found shot in the face. Shot in the face inside of his truck. How bad is that? I mean, and then when they booked him into prison, they put his DNA into the database, and boom, there it matched with a 20-year-old or some such, 22-year-old rape, and he pleaded guilty to it. So how many things didn't he plead guilty to yet that they haven't found? Probably quite a few. The one fella that works at the prison went on to say this about him. He's one of the most dangerous people that I've ever seen, for the reason that he does not at first appear that way. He's a man capable of seemingly random, horrific murder as well as random, horrific rapes. And he was the police chief. Boy, oh boy, how do you hire a police chief? Kind of makes you wonder about everybody. Oh, I think we should all be so careful with being out there in the world. You know, and liberals, they keep on being themselves. Several cities now are meeting all the mayors and councillors, and they're talking about restricting the number of pets that you can have in your own home. They say it's about the environment and climate change, and they get all kinds of wordage, but they're saying that? Are you kidding me? You can only have one cat, and we're going to come and check on your cat. I mean, really? What country is this? It's going on. Massachusetts, in keeping with crazy and liberalism, this Senate Majority Leader, Cynthia Stone Cream, I think she's a Democrat, obviously, she's now introduced a bill. She's an old gal. She's 82 years old, and she should take a hike. You'll see why in a second, because she's now introduced a bill to create a commission to reduce the number of miles driven by residents in their cars because of climate change, right? And she says, my goal is to reduce the need for personal vehicles altogether. She says you got to take public transportation, use a bike or walk. Again, baby, take a hike. I mean, where are you from? She and so many of these other liberals, they need to be deported themselves to Venezuela and have a nice time, or Cuba, and come back in 6 or 12 months maybe and tell us how you like socialism. Does it still work for you? I don't think so, but they're trying to make America, everything in North America, Canada, Mexico, every country in the world, they're trying to make it the same as countries that nobody wants to live in. And you see that so often with people that leave those countries, they come to our country and they want to make it the same. But they came here because they weren't happy. But they want to make it the same. Dumb as forever. Hey, see ya. Come back.